Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tes in Masechet Shchalim. It's the 451st daf in Shas. We're going to pick up on Sunday's daf, Sunday, for Parshas Toldos, four lines from the top on Tes Amud Aleph. And our daf is going to continue to discuss the halachos of a kos and the shiur of revius. The Gemara will discuss the different constituencies a revius will be measured in. The Gemara will discuss yayin yavesh. The Gemara will also discuss blood that is congealed. The Gemara will discuss also the revius of dam nevela, that's tameh. Also discuss dam nevela, which is of a tahar animal. We'll discuss, when we do that, the distinction in the halacha between the two. The Gemara will continue with agadita relating to a beautiful mishnah on yesterday's daf, on Ches Amud Aleph, that we didn't record Shabbos Kodesh, where the Mishnah on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph had told us that a person has to be careful, v'yisim nikiyim me'ashem u'mi'yisrael, that not only God should know that you are clean and forward and honest, but also Klal Yisrael shouldn't suspect you as well. And that's why when they would go in to take out the money of the Trumas Halishka, so then they would make sure to go in without cuffs and so on. So the Gemara will elaborate on this concept of V'yisim Nikiyim Me'Hashem Yisrael. That will be the Agata that will bring us to the bottom of the Yomud and to a new Mishnah that will come back to the halachos of Machzis HaShekel and the clearing out of the Machzis HaShekel. Again, the carefulness that the Tanoim had, that no one should suspect that, God forbid, that they would take for themselves. The Mishnah will give us examples of that. We will go to the Amud Beis. After the Gemara will discuss that entire process, the Gemara will then get involved with the different periods that we discussed in an earlier Mishnah of Shlosha Prakim on the year that they will be Toreim the Lishka, and how the Lishka was cleaned out from the money to be used for the Karbanos. Now our daf is going to conclude with one of the most important Ma'amorim in all of the world of Musar. It also appears in Avodah Zarah as well. It was the source of the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, and that is Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair's statement about Zrizos bringing to Nikius and the step-by-step process of growth until one reaches the Madrega of Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara follows up with other beautiful Agadita with that, and that brings us to the end of the second parak. So let's pick up Bezer Hashem and Daftes Amid Aleph, five lines from the top. The Gemara asks, Kamuhu Shir Shel Kos? What is the appropriate shear of a kos? Now that is hard to understand. We already got through an Amud Beis telling us that the revius is the appropriate shear of a kos. So like many things in the Yerushalmi, we can't translate it literally, but rather what it means is, how do you measure the shear of a revius? Rabbi Yosef B'Shem, Rabbi Yosef M'Poz, Rabbi Yosef Barbi B'Shem Rishmo, Rabbi Shmuel, it's ba'ayim al etz ba'ayim. It's 2 by 2 finger breaths. Al rum, with the height of etzba umechza shlish ve'etzba. And that is the volume of a revius. Now the Gemara begins to discuss the halachos of the shear of hotzah. We learned in the Mishnayis in Masechet Shabbos that the shear of Isra hotzah, carrying out to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, is a kezayis according to many, and this is exactly the opening position of Rebbe Nassan. Says the Gemara, Yavesh kezayis divar Rebbe Nassan, the size of a dry material, in contrast to a liquid, which we saw above, was the shear of a revius, Rabbi Nassan holds as a kezayis. Rabbanan de Kesari, the Rabban of Caesarea, Rabbi Yosef Rabibi, B'Shem Shmuel, Asya, the Rabbi Nassan ke Rabbi Shim. The way to understand Rabbi Nassan is actually as connected to the position of Rabbi Shimon. And it's not the simple way one would have read Rabbi Nassan. Kemad Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Shimon had taught, that when the Suya in Shabbos Ayin Vav Amos Beis speaks about Mashke being a revius, Kain Omer, Rabbi Nassan revius. Rabbi Nassan also agreed it was a revius. L'kishayi Karesh, but when it congeals, V'yehebo Kizayis, then it would have a shear of a Kizayis. The reason for that, the Karban Aida explains, is that once the wine congeals, it's not considered liquid anymore, and it follows the halachos of kezayis. Now the Gemara begins to discuss Tumas Dam Nevela, when it congeals, that its thin as well will be similar. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Ma'ase Befirdas Rabbi Shemesa. There was a donkey of Rabbi that died, and there was Dam that came out from the Nevela. V'tiru as Dama, and they purified the blood. In other words, they said it wasn't Tameh, Mishum Nevela, vis-a-vis the halachos of Nevela. They said it wasn't Tameh because it didn't have the appropriate shear. Vishal Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Simon, Ad Kama, and Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Simon, what is the shear? Velo Ashkechbe, and he didn't answer, he ignored the question. Vishal Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Va'amale Ad Revias Tahar. He said, up until a revius of blood is going to be tahar, yoser mi revius tame. But more than revius is going to be tame. Uvash le Rebbe Lazar, aldelo chazer le Rebbe Simon Shmuasa. And Rebbe Lazar was upset that Rebbe Simon had not answered his question. Rabbi Baviyasi, Rabbi was sitting masni hadin uvda, and he was discussing this halacha with the case of the donkey of Rebbe, which was Gepaskin, that it was tahar. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Kahana, ad Revi is tahar. Yoser mikan tame. Are you saying that up until Revi is the dam would be tahar, and more than that would be tame? Or maybe not that way. Ubod bey et, and Rebbe Bibi was kicked, Rabbi Yitzchak, with his sandal. According to this sefer, Taklin Chadatin, the Gemara Shaila is whether dam would of a nevela would be tar even more than a revius, or it's tar up until a revius, and more than a revius, it is metame. The crux of that shaila might become clearer as the Gemara goes on. Hence, some of the Amorai might not have wanted to respond to this shaila. The Gemara continues, Amar le Rabbi Zrik le Rabibi, begin dishalach at boit bay. He's asking a shaila and you're kicking him? Amalei, Rabbi said to Rabbi Zrika, begin to lo havis dati bi, because I wasn't clear, beitna be, I pushed him off. In other words, it's not that I was angry at him, but I was pushing him off because I didn't have a teretz for him. What's the crux of the problem over here? So he says the following, Amar Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said on the pasuk in Devarim, v'hoyu chayecha tlum l'cha minegad, v'chad to alayla v'yom v'lo sam b'chayecha, in the klalos, in the tochacha, Klal Yisrael will be fearful. V'ayu chayecha tulum l'cham neged zeh sh'loi keachitim l'shana. Person buys wheat for a year because he doesn't have land. Ufchat alayla v'yom, that's someone who buys his bread for a week. Min ha'sidki, from the baker. He doesn't know what he's going to eat again the next week. V'lo sam b'chayecha zeh lokech min ha'palter. Someone who buys from the supplier of the store, in other words, the store owner, and really says, Rabibi, it's my fault. V'ana samichna palter. I am reliant on the palter, on the store owner, to know the terutzim of Torah, and every day I need to ask around from the palter. And so that's the reference. Rabibi is unhappy with himself that he can't ask the question, and he's constantly, day by day, needs to rely on the palter. Here, the Gemara does not explain who is the palter for Rabibi, but Rabibi feels that he is not equipped and he needs to go and ask the Shaila to others. Umakidon, says the Gemara, we put a big period after Rabibi's discussion, right before Umakidon, by the small Dalad in the Vilna Gemara, in the brackets. What is the halach in this case? In terms of Revi'ez Dam Nevela, is it Tamei or Tahar? So now we get the background a little bit more behind the Shaila. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Psar al dam nevela shu tar. Rabbi Yeshua said it is tar. Mahu tar. What do we mean that it's tar? Tar mila hachshir. It doesn't have the ability to serve as a machshir. We know that an item, in order for it to contract tuma, requires, that's what Maseches Machshir in Taharis is about, it requires water to be machshir, to make it receptive for tuma. And dam is a machshir. It's mentioned in the first parak of machshirim. However, that's only dam hayotze min atzavar, from the neck area, but not blood that was drawn from the carcass of an avela. The Gemara says that's what it means. It's tar avalatamos mitame, but it does have the ability to be mitame if it's of a revius. The Gemara now asks Akasha where it proves from the parak in machshirim that only Adam Sheretz has this halacha that it has the ability to be mitame, even though it's not machshir, which would tell us that dam nevelo would not be mitame. Taman Taninum, we learned over there in Perek Vav Machshirim, dam ha-sheretz kibisaro, blood from a sheretz has a din of the
basar. Mitame vein machshir. It's mitame, but it doesn't have the power to be machshir. The critical point for us is that it has the ability to be mitame, and the concluding four words. Vein lanu kayotze ba. The Mishnah Machshir says there's nothing else like it. So what do we see? That the phenomena of the dam being metame is specifically the case of a sheretz and not dam nevela. And therefore we see that dam nevela would not be metame. Says the Gemara, no. Vishir tomaso shedamo metame kibisar. When it says, ein lanu keyotzeva, there's nothing like it, it means that just like the sheretz, the shear is the size of a lentil, so too the dam it has the same shear. That halacha does not apply anywhere else, even by dam nevela, but it could very well be that dam nevela would be metame. What about this issue in this machlokas? Amar Rabbi Yossi pligibat shrei amaran. There were two amaraim that argued about dam nevela. Chad amar tamei, chad amar tamei. Man damar tamei, the one who said tamei, ki Rabbi Yehuda. He was following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Mefarshim spell out, this Rabbi Yehuda is in Edyos Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph, that says that dam nevela is mitame, and the case and the explanation is that it's mitame berevius because the dam can kajil and be a kezias. Umandam artar, and the one who's tar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Besaira, that follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Besaira, that we had mentioned a few lines above, that said dam nevela is tahar. The Taklin Chadatin explains that the crux of this machlokis revolves around a sugya in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Zayin. There's a big discussion in Rashi and Tosis as well over there about what we're about to say that we're not going to get involved with, but let's get to the basic point, and that is that since blood can congeal when it is a revius into a kezias, can we look at it as basar itself? So the opinion of Beis Hillel over there in that sugya in Shabbos Ayin Zayin is we can, and if that would be so, so then in such a case, one would differentiate between a shear of a revius, which then has a din of basar, versus a non-revius. Amar le Rav Avduma de min Nechus, Rav Avduma from Nechusa said v'ya'us. That is very, very nice to say that the metame holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda marayna devein esirahava. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who gave out psakim from the house of Rebbe, and everybody listened to his psak, and that's why, on the donkey of Rebbe, he said that less than a revius will be tar, but more than a revius will be tame. The Gemara now begins a new topic, going back to what we had learned on Shabbos, what the Daf had discussed on Shabbos Kodesh, on Daf Ches, Ein HaTorim, we learned in the Mishnah, the Torim would not go in, Nichnas lo b'pargit chafos, v'lo b'minah, v'lo b'sandal, v'lo b'tfilin, v'lo b'kmiya, all types of things that would have crevices, Shema Yani, lest he become poor, V'yoymru, and people will say, Me'avon Halishka Heni, that he became poor because Chas V'chalili, he stole from the Lishka, Shema Yashir, he became wealthy, V'yomru, Metumas Halishka Hashir, both of those things are not true. And even though they're not true, nevertheless, V'yisim Nikim, Me'ashem B'Yisrael. Tana Rabbi Shmuel taught, Kovutz, someone who has deep hair, lo yitrom, he shouldn't be the one to clear out the lishka. But pnei achshad, people would even accuse him of putting money in his hair. Tanai gizbarim hayu mefasfasin bekilkin. The gizbarim used to flatten out their creases in their cloaks to show that there was no money inside. Tani midabrin hayu imo. They used to speak with those who were clearing out the lishka for the money. Mishashu nichnas atshashu yotze, from the moment he went in to the moment that he went out, in order to be sure that he didn't put it in his mouth. The Gemara has another solution. V'yimale pume moi. Why didn't we have him fill his mouth with water? Rebbe Tanchoma pnei bracha, because he needs to make the bracha of lehafrish truma. Fascinating halacha. Just like a person makes a bracha of afrashas truma, so too over here, he would make the bracha lahafrish truma because he's taking out the truma from the truma's halishka. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonasan b'tayru b'nevim b'ksuv matzanu sha'adam tzarech lotzeis yidei abriyas. We find in all places in Tanakh, Torah Nevim b'ksuvim, that you have to also be concerned about what people will think. Just like you need to be yotzed the ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so two people. Where do we see the Torah? as we saw in the Mishnah. B'nevi'im minayin d'chsim, when it says to by Yeshua, Eitzel b'nei God, when it came to b'nei God and b'nei Ruvain, and people were choshish that they did it from Avodah Zarah. So the pasuk says, Kel Elokim, Hashem hu yodea, v'Yisrael hu yeda, that Klal Yisrael knows. In other words, you need to be concerned about Klal Yisrael as well. And here, Klal Yisrael knows that b'nei God and b'nei Ruvain didn't do anything wrong. B'ksuvim minayim, where do we see it? In ksuvim d'chsiv, u'matzachem v'seichel tov, be'ein Elokim v'adam, that you should find favor in both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and people's eyes. Gamliel Zuga. There was a Chacham Gamliel who used to do Shiduchim. Shalom Rabbi Yosef Rabbein. Ezel HaMechuvah Shebekula. What's the Makar that you need to be sure that people are happy with you as well, in the sense that you're Naki. Not necessarily that you're popular, but that they don't accuse you or think of you of doing bad things. Amalei V'yisim Nekiyim Me'ashem Yisrael. The pasuk that we saw in our Mishnah. We begin a new Mishnah that describes how the house of Rabbi Gamliel wanted their shekel to be used in its most ideal manner, and what they did in terms of giving the machzis a shekel. Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel hayinichnas hushkalo ben etzpa osav. They used to go in to the lishka, where there were the kupos gedolos, and he used to take his shekel ben etzpa osav. He used to put the shekel between his fingers so everybody should see that the purpose of going inside was only to give a shekel nachas v'chalil, to walk out with money. Uzrako l'fnei ha-torim. And he used to throw it in front of the torim to show him that he wants him to take his shekel. Va'torim miskaven udchofo l'tol ha-kupa. He would push it inside of the kupa, understanding that Rabbi Gamliel wanted to make sure that the money would get inside the kupa and not sit inside of the lishka. Eina toirim toirim. The one who would clean out the lishka would not do it. Atshu oimer lehem etram. Until the gizbarim would tell him to clean out. Vehein omrim lo trom trom trom. And then the gizbarim would say three times. Shalosh pamim, they would say three times. Clean it out. Take out all the money to use it for the karbanos. Tarom es harishona. The first time they would take out the Truma Gedolah, they would take three sa'in out of the Kupa Ketana that had Aleph written inside, more precisely on its side, as we learned in the Mishnah on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph. V'chipa, and he covered the Kupa Bikavatlios with a type of hide that was made to cover. Hashnia, when he did it the second time, then he would take out from the kupa that had the beis written on it. V'chipa b'katvolius. Again, the same thing. Hashlish yisloi mechape. The third time, he would no longer cover it. Or more precisely, the third kupa, the second kupa, was covered, and the third kupa, he did not. V'lomai mechape. And why would they cover up the kupa gedola? Shem yishkach v'yitrom, that he might come to take next time the first from min hadavar atarum, from the thing that was already tarum, and what is non supposed to do that. Tarum es harishayna l'shem Eretz Yisrael. The first truma from the Kupa Gedola was for those who are in Eretz Yisrael, that they are donating for the Tzarchei Tzibur. Hashniya l'shem krachin ha-mukafin la, for the cities that are close. Hashlishish l'shem Bavel, u'l'shem Modai, u'l'shem Medinos harechokos. Karban Eidah says that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael get the schus of the first because they were the first ones whose shkalim arrived first. Says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, Shel Beis Rav Gamliel. We learned in Beis Rav Gamliel that they were careful to bring it in on their fingertips. Says the Gemara, Ilu hayushnei kriyim. If there were two piles of tevel, v'tarim echad men al chavero, shem lo patar es chavero, does it not work if you take off two from one pile, which is right next to its friend, it's considered as if you did hafrasha on both. Same thing asks the Gemara. What is the concern of Beis Rebbe Gamliel that they put it specifically into the kupa that is going to be used for the karbanos, as well as that we had seen in the Gemara that we're makbid to take from the Bnei Eretz Yisrael first? At the end of the day, all the kupos are together. And just like the halacha is that when you're mafresh from Tevel, it's considered as if you took it from all of it, so too over here. Answers the Gemara, Hanachas Ruach Hilehem. It's just a Nachas Ruach that should they feel, Shelo Yehi Karben Miskarev Elam Mishlehem Tchila, that their money was that which had brought it first, but it really was not a halachic requirement. Question then becomes, were Rebbe Gamliel not aware of this? And what mila is it if it's not a halachic requirement? It's quoting the name of the Migdash David that they're considered more of the Bala Karban, even though they were Mezaka the Tzibur either way. The Gemara continues, Tani Shamat Esakav Talias. If the cover came off, Nase Kulon Shirayim, everything becomes equal Shirayim, and you can no longer use it to buy the Karbanos Tzibur. This is based on the explanation of the Rav in the Mishnayis, where the Rav says that after Truma Shnia of Atzeres, so then they would remove the Kisui, and everything would then be considered Shirayim, and no longer be used for the Karbanos. We mentioned that the Truma was divided into three parts, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, then the Ayoros HaMedinos, and then those who were far from Eretz Yisrael. We learn, ironically, Tani Shlishis Hi Haisa Ashir Shebekula. The wealthiest community that sent was the last one, which was furthest away from Eretz Yisrael. Sound familiar? Shahayiba Astrias Shelzav. They used to wear garments that had gold in it, and their coins were also made of Zav. Darkonos Shelzav. They used to have also gold coins, and they used to give that to the Beis Hamikdash. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Tarmas Arishon L'Shem Eretz Yisrael L'Shem Kol Yisrael. Shni L'Shem Krachem Amukafim L'Shem Kol Yisrael. Shlishis L'Shem Bal Madeh L'Shem Dinas Harchogs L'Shem Kol Yisrael. And this is here to emphasize that all of them are Chayiv. Everybody's Chayiv Machzis HaShekel, no matter where you live. Tani, we learned in our Mishnah. And now we're going to learn in a Braisa. Now the Gemara analyzes the exact process in which they took the money's out from the three kupos. When we learned it in the Mishnah, we didn't spell out this process. Now we will spell out for us in the Dafa, the Halacha, a little bit more elaborately, as well as the Gemara does it in a more specific manner as well. We learned earlier on a previous Daf, in the beginning of our Perek on Daf Zayin on the Beis, that there were three periods of the year when the Truma was cleared out when they did Trumas Halishka. That was Pesach, Atzeres, and on Sukkot, what was referred to as Pros Pesach, which is a little bit before Pesach. The process in which they would do it was the following. There were Kupos Gedolos in the Trumas Halishka that held 9 Saim. Those would be emptied into Kupos Ktanos. They would empty from the Kupa Gedolo into a Kupa Ktana that had Aleph on it, and it was covered. Then they would empty it also into a Kupa Shnia that held 3 sun, it was also covered. And then there was a third, and that was left open. Just to clarify, what we mean is the following. There were these big Kupos Gedolos and there were small Kupos Gedolos. When they initiated first from the Kupa Gedola, so that Kupa Gedola would fill up one of them, and then the Kupa Gedola was covered. The last one was not covered. The reason the last one was not covered is because next time, let's say we were talking about the first Truma, which was on Pesach, the next time, of course, it was then Shavuos, they wanted always that each one of the Kupos Gedolos to be at one time the first one that was emptied out into Aleph. That Aleph should always, Aleph the small one, should always receive first from one of the big ones. So the way it worked was, on Shavuos, the first one to be emptied out of the large ones into a small was the third Kupa Gedola, and on Sukkot, it was then the second, because on Shavuos, they would start with the third. They would cover the third, then go to the first, and cover the first, and the last one was always not covered, and on Sukkot, they knew now to start with the second, because the second was not covered. With that introduction, we can now go on to our Gemara. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Natal min harishon, they would take from the first, Afal pi shiyesh barishona, even though there were from the Kupos Ktanos from the original Truma. We're talking about now on Shavuos. And on Shavuos, they would first use the shkalim that were poured, as we described before, from the third kupa into Aleph, even though there was money left over in Beis and Gimel from Pesach time. Notel min hashnia. They would take from the shnia first. Notel min hashnia. And therefore, they would have it poured from the second first, and they would also take from it as well. Afal pisha dain yesh bashnia. Notel min hashlishis. And similarly, around Sukkot time, then, even though there was money left over from the shnia, they would use it from the shlishis. Shomer shlishis, if after they did the truma on Sukkot, and the money from the third had already no longer been available because it was all used up, then chozer l'shnia, then they would go back to Beis and Gimel, which had money from the second collection from Shavuos. Shalma shnia, chozer l'rishona, they would go back to the money from the first gevia. So this way, each one of the large kupos was guaranteed over the course of the year to have been used for the karbanos. Shlomo shlashdan, if all three are done, chozer v'shokel, then they would do a new collection of the shkalim. Rabbi Meir said in a case where that they were stuck, chozer l'shirayim, they wouldn't do a new collection, but they would go back to leftover monies in the big kupa that had not been used, which normally was called shirayim. And this is Remeir Lashitaso, who says that's possible to be over Mi'ilan Shirayim because it was sometimes used for the Karbanos as well. In general, money that was left over was considered Shirayim, but according to Rebbe Meir, it could be used later on and hence be subject to Shirayim. The Gemara now continues with an amazing teaching of Pinchas Ben Yair, so amazing that it is the tenet of the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. The reason why the Gemara mentions it over here is because we had learned in a previous Mishnah, and in general, the Agadita often concludes a Perek or Mesechta, even though it wasn't the last Mishnah we had learned. The last Mishnah we had learned was Halacha Gimel, but in Halacha Beis, we had spoken about the importance of being Naki Me'Hashem Umi Yisrael, and Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer's teaching relates to that as well. V'chein Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer Emes, Rizus Mevi'a Lidei Nikiyus, if a person is a Zariz, then that will bring him to cleanliness as well. Of course, the Mesilas Yesharim explains in detail what do these things mean. Nikiyus mevi'a lidei tahara, cleanliness brings to purity. Tahara mevi'a lidei kedusha, purity brings to holiness. Kedusha mevi'a lidei anava, holiness brings to humility. Anava mevi'a lidei yirashchet, anava to fear of sin. Yirashchet mevi'a lidei chasidus, chasidus mevi'a lidei ruach hakodesh mevi'a lidei tchias hameisim mevi'a lidei Eliyahu zachor latov. It's interesting to note that this Gemara, which appears in Avodah Zarah on Daf Chaf Amabez, does not have the last line of Tchias HaMeisim Mevi'a Lidei Eliyahu Anavi. There's also another girsa of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair's teaching, and that is in Maseches Saita, in the last Mishnah. If one would like to look into these ideas, of course, the Mesilas Yesharim explains them in beautiful detail, and we do have Shiurim online on YU Torah, where we go through some of the initial stages of the Mesilas Yesharim. Where now finds Makoros. Zriza mevi'a lidei nikiyus. Zriza brings nikiyus. Dechsiv. V'chila mikaper. V'chila has a lashon of zrizus. If he's a chila, then he'll bring nikiyus here, according to the Pashas of the Yerushalmi, means to be mechupar, to be forgiven. Nikiyus mevi'a lidei tahara. And then that will bring a person to purity. Dechsiv v'chipar la'akayin v'tahera. Tere mevi'a lidei kedusha v'tia rov v'kidshoi. Kedusha mevi'a lidei anava. Dechsiv, the Pasuk in Yishai says, Kichoy amar, Rav v'nisa shoychein ad, v'kodosh shmoy maron, v'kodosh eshkon, v'estako u'shval ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells with someone who is mekadesh himself and raises himself above Averos. In other words, if he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ultimately that's anava. There's a fascinating idea. that Anava is directly related to oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anava mevi'ali de yiras chet, and humility brings to fear of sin. Nechziv ekav Anava yiras Hashem, pasuk in Mishlei. Yiras chet mevi'ali de chasidus, if he has yiras chet, that brings to chasidus. Nechziv v'chesa Hashem me'olam v'adolam al yireyav. Chasidus mevi'ali de ruach HaKadosh, chasidus brings to ruach HaKadosh. Nechziv oz dibarta v'chazoyin lechasidecha. Ruach HaKadosh mevi'ali de tchias ha'meisi, nechziv nesati ruach, beautiful pasuk in Yechezkel, nesati ruchi v'chem v'chisem. Person has ruach HaKadosh, then he could reach out madregs at tchias ha'meisim. Tchias ha'meisim mevi'ali de Eliyahu zach latov, nechziv hine enoichi shalech lechem, seliyahu anavi lefnei bo yoyim Hashem ha'godol v'hanoira. So if tchias ha'meisim is going to come, so then he will sure come to Eliyahu Hanavi, because Eliyahu Hanavi will come before Yom Hashem HaGadol V'Hanoira. Our parak includes Tanu B'Shem Rabbi Meir, call me, Shekavua Be'eretz Yisrael, U'medaber B'Loshen Kodesh, someone who makes himself permanent in Eretz Yisrael, and speaks us in Kodesh, V'Eichel Pe'Rusav, and he eats the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, B'Tahara, in purity, V'Kore Kriyashma B'Boku Be'erev, and he reads Kriyashma in the morning and night, Yehei Mevusar, Sheben Olam Habahu. That is calling out that he is a Ben Olam Haba. According to Mefarshim, that is a simon of Shlemus. Rabosai, there's no greater aliyah pitch than this, although every person needs to make their own cheshbon. One can argue that the points that Rabbi Meir zeroes in on are the following. Number one, where does he reside? Eretz Yisrael. No one could argue that Eretz Yisrael in residence is the greatest opportunity, Kedusha. The other thing is, what is his mouth used for? He uses Lashon Kodesh. Next thing is what he eats. So he eats Paris of Eretz Yisrael, B'Tahara. And the next thing is, what are his Kabbalas? And his Kabbalas are Kriyashma B'Boker or B'Erev. That's a Ben Olam Haba. Nothing mentioned about how much scholastic ability he has, how much time he puts into learning, whether he didn't miss a single daf of the Daf Yomi. But if he puts all these things together, his residence, his speech, his achila, and his priorities of Kabbalas, so then in such a case, Mevaser Sheben Olam Haba. This concludes Perek Shlishi Masechet Shalom, Daf Tes Amud Beis, Hadron Aloch, Perek B'Shloisha Prakim.